has to be on social media, and he has to keep on using it, because if he doesn't, he dips off.
Yeah.
So how does he leverage the skill that he has and apply it to others in a way that they pay him at the highest possible level for that skill, while at the same time being active? Because obviously if he's doing it for them, he's kind of, and if he's doing it for, let's say he's doing it for Kremlin.
Careful what you mention now, because yeah, you're alive on audiobook, but go on.
Let's say he's doing it for like three big companies. How does he then, given time constraints, do it for himself as well?
I'm in the school of thought of teach man to fish. I think we somehow, a bit like when I'm questioning Paul, you know, how long do you spend, when do you listen to audiobooks, that we download that information, we understand how he does it, or as best we can, because we can never understand what really goes on in here, in your head, but to then take that and package it up or adapt it for a medium, not an SME, a medium and above size organisation. And then you take somewhere like Brent Focus or something. They have a presence, but it needs to be shined up and integrated and branded up. So then you figure out, well, where are their outages, where are the little pockets, and you try and fit in there. It's not going to be a one size fits all. And what you're never going, I don't think.
So can I ask you, how do you sell it? Do you sell it as a workshop? Do you sell it as a retainer based thing, like you would have done in your previous
PR? I go away from retainer stuff. I think you'll always get someone to come in on a one project, one workshop, one event, one idea, to dip their toe in the water, to see how you get on, because it's low risk for them. They'll try something out once. If you get on and if it succeeds and if it works, then they'll want to do more with you. And I think you want to leave them hanging so that they want more.
But you would accept that retainers, after you've gone...
Yes, absolutely.
Eventually the client will say, look, why don't we do something a bit more long-term, you know, and the client will ask for a retainer, in my mind.
Yes, because what will very often happen is when you teach people about the value of social media, its importance, they go, oh, yeah, they get all excited, I'm going to have this, and I'm going to have Twitter, and I'm going to have this and that and the other, and then they go, I don't have the time for this, and I can't write like you write. Come here, you'd never do it for me, would you? And I'll pay you to do it. That's often what happens.
But you see, I have this thing about writing, you know. We all do this, and I've done it for years, and I regret it. We immediately think of social media being writing. I think the more we can think of...
I
love audio for that reason. You know, there is no potential client who can't do audio.
Yes.
Right? There is hardly a single client I know. I'd be very, very... Are you okay? Controversial.
Here? Lovely.
Oh, thank you. This is
could
lovely,
I do a
lovely.
Water? Please.
Actually, could I have a glass of tap water as well? Thank you very much. Yeah, but I don't know any client, to be blunt, who, in my opinion, has already got writing talent. They're able to run business.
Yeah.
They're able to invent products. Mm. They're able to
drive
profits.
That's their specialist skill.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not saying none of them can write, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. The trouble is that everyone can write. Mm. The problem is...
can they write well and engage?
You know. So the thing is, you don't want to be saying to somebody, look, write your blog, right? Mm-hmm. But you can say to somebody, look, you love taking photographs. Mm-hmm. Forget writing.
Mm.
Put up your daily photograph of your...
But audio, video... Quotes,
transmedia.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, transmedia. Mm. But sorry, back to your conversation. Go on. I just wanted
to. But actually, that's where you have to get to know the person on quite a deep personal level in order to be able to assess that person has a love of imagery or photos or has a hidden talent in taking videos or observations or whatever their little hidden talent
actually,
is.
It's very easy to say to somebody, by the way, look, what do you do in your spare time? Do you ever take any photographs? Mm. And then they have you got an iPhone? I mean, you can say that to any potential.
Yeah,
have
yeah,
you got an iPhone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Are you on Instagram?
Yeah.
Do you do Facebook?
Have they heard of Instagram?
Do you like taking photographs?
Yeah,
I can't stand. You know, do you like?
Yeah.
Most people, the thing about audio is that most people hate the sound of their own voice.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And you got to help people get through that. You hate the sound.
The sound of my voice.
I remember you telling me you hate the sound of your own voice.
Can't
right?
even listen to my own voice, man.
Really?
Yeah, I record and leave it. Can't listen to it. Yeah.
We'll get you over that.
listen to audio booze with Paul, it's like, man, you've got a weird voice.
Are you,
man.
What would we call this thing? It's voice phobic?
Yeah,
what's the right
word? There's something about it, yeah.
It's auto-audiophobic or something like that.
Auto-vox-phobia.
Thank you. Auto-vox-phobia. AVP.
AVP.
You've got AVP sufferers.
Hey, we know people who are therapists, right?
Absolutely.
Can we get some audio AV?
No, but you see, I don't think that's a failing. Yeah. I think that's actually an important... Mm.
Thanks ever so much.
Oh, lovely.
We got some lovely iced water now.
Mm. I think it's an important personality trait, because I think in what we're trying to do, you leave the egos at the door. And people who love the sound of their own voice are never going to, A, get on with a group, collective, working together, nor are they going to engage on a personal level with other people, because it's all about them and it's all about the ego. So if you love the sound of your own voice, we don't want you.
I don't know. There's a biological basis for the issue, really, which is that, first of all, you know, you hear my voice through your ears.
Mm.
You hear your own voice through your bones.
Mm.
You do not hear them through the outside, right?
Yeah.
So, first of all, there's a shock element. Mm. You know, you grow up hearing your voice all the time. You hear your voice through your own head, right?
Different.
And then someday, when you get to be God knows what age, increasingly a young age, my daughter is now used to the sound of her own voice. She doesn't have a problem with listening to her own voice. She has, you know, because she's actually heard it. I never heard the sound of my own voice
growing
as a kid.
Up, yeah.
Most business people, it's a shock. Mm. It's a surprise. They much prefer the sound of their own voice. We all love the sound of our own voice, actually, secretly. You know, what you don't like is the sound of your own voice being played back to you. You think your own voice is normal, right?
Mm.
You think it doesn't have a strong accent. You think it's you know, I'm a totally clear communicator, even if you're a thick Cork accent boy, where you can't be understood by anyone from anywhere else, you think you're speaking normally.
You think you're crystal clear.
Mm. Isn't that right?
Yeah, very true.
I never met anyone who said, well, you probably won't be able to understand me. Anyway, shall we stop talking?
Yeah, let's
get going. And get to Burren's Smokehouse.
Let's get back on the
road. Let's go to the cliffs of Moher.
Mm.
Let's go to the Atlantic.
I looked at the Atlantic this morning. I overlooked the Atlantic.
You don't call the sea off Cork the Atlantic.
Yeah.
I don't. That's got no waves down there at all.
Oh, listen.
When's the last time you had it?
You haven't seen Church Bay on a windy day.
It's certainly salt water. We'll park that controversy. Yeah, we'll get the bill. Okay. Bye-bye for now.